Welcome to another episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard. I'm your host, Chris. Thanks for checking us out, tuning in, hitting that like button on Facebook. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. Hit that like button. Tell your friends about the beard. Once again, welcome. I am joined with my buddy, friend, pal, great guy, Brandon Manny. Welcome back, man.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, you just assume only guys listen to the show, Brandon?
That's guys and girls.
Huh?
Guys and girls, what's going on?
What about aliens, bro? Okay. What if they're tapping into our internet and, checking it out, bro? Dude, you got that? What's going on here? Why I don't let you guys do that?
Good.
So welcome to another episode of Trust Me with a Beard. In this episode, we're just going to kind of just chill out. We're in the Beamer. Am I yelling, dude?
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
Am I?
Maybe okay. A little bit.
Maybe I'll just tone it down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll just talk normal, you know?
Okay, yeah. Ooh, talk very normal. Yeah, it looks like it's catching like 60 decibels. In this episode, we're just going to kind of just chill out, hang out right now, reflect on a few things that is going on. I know it's been a while. I know it's been a while. And since my last episode, Brandon, the one that I recorded last, it was a Trust Me with a Beard episode. I went to California, you know. I went to Tahoe.
Yeah.
That was a big shit show.
That's crazy.
And then I came back to Florida. I'm back in Florida. Just kind of grinding away again in Florida. Just recently parted ways at this company, Cricut. That was interesting as well. Very corporatized, but small business. Man, it was crazy how many... Like, it felt almost like a cult, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, like, as far as, like, how many, like, leaders there are, if you will.
Yeah, you had a lot of bosses. Called.
Yeah.
It was very odd, like...
Boss city, dude.
Can't run a place like that.
No. And there's, like, typically only 2 to 3 employees, max, up in, who's this? You know... Typically 2 to 3 employees max up in the store. So,
yeah, and there's like 5 bosses.
Yeah, and there's like fucking 5 guys you gotta like talk to and have these conference calls that you know people you don't even know at all. You never even met in your entire Cricut career. You know, you're interacting with them. You have no clue what's going on half the time. But yeah, it was very interesting, very zany, and. At least I got the experience of being a retail manager, you know, as far as the whole operation side of things. The retail environment, not too thrilled about that. Don't really care. So.
You learned a lot of shit there, though.
Yeah.
Stuff. Yeah.
I guess I did. I guess I did as far as, like, how it's all put together, the front end, back end of having a business of that caliber, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, good experience.
Yeah. And, just been basically grinding away, a lot of crazy stuff in the mix, and found some time. Brandon was down to record, and here you are. Thanks again, man.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's start the damn show. Stop stalling, Brandon. It's just me. So what's been going on with you, man? You know, since April, basically, is the last episode I recorded.
April was a while ago.
Yeah.
Well, so working at Ryder, it's just kind of chilling. Now I'm not working at Ryder. Kind of got fired from there. So that was, it kind of sucked. But, you know, so that was a couple of weeks ago. That was like a month ago.
Yeah.
And
you're pursuing your housing inspection stuff.
Yeah, start my own business.
Well, that's the last thing. Inspector, I guess so. I guess it'd be more appropriate to for the viewers of what you've been up to since the last episode you've been on, which was, I think we recorded that. In like December, I think so.
Okay, December.
Yeah, so you lost your job, but you've been doing this housing inspection stuff, and that's for like, is that like, what exactly do you do when you're done with this? You get your certification, you print it out on a printer, you know, all nice. You sign it for sure. You got to do that. And so what happens though? Like, what do you actually do?
You really do. Like, you know, just get a certificate. You go and take a, you know, do a lot of exams. You know, it's all online. So I got to do like a lot online.
Mm.
And even the exams are online, but I'm pretty sure I have to go somewhere in Jacksonville and actually take a test.
Take a final test?
Yeah, take like one final test. And then that's probably where they give me the, you know, where they give me the certificate. And then once I have that, I'm official. I can start getting my business license and start a name and get a, you know, get a truck and, or a van.
Nice. And then you check out houses for like people that are potentially buying a house. You check it out. You
yeah, I mean, it's really okay. It's really something. All about like marketing. So like, I really just got to go out and like meet everyone and like give them a card and, you know, tell them what I'm doing. You know, people that are in that and could recommend me, you know, to buyers, people that are trying to buy a home, you know, like real estate agents.
Mostly. Okay.
That's who
I'm Oh, okay. So you'd be dealing with real estate agents.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty lucrative.
And I've already met a lot. So that's good. You know, they're like, yeah, just, you know, come by and, you know, they're really nice. So.
Nice. Okay. All right.
And then from there, yeah, I literally just wait on calls pretty much, and people want their home.
Charge them like $200, you know.
Yeah.
Check out the house.
Yeah, like two to like 500.
Sitting there listening to fucking podcasts while you're looking at the house for cracks on the fucking floor.
Yeah, I'll be there like 2 hours, you know.
Plugging in your phone to see if it charges in the wall outlets. It's basically what you'll be doing.
Almost right, literally. It really is. Just trying to make sure your home's in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's definitely a needed thing. It's one of those things where it's like a formality, I guess, you know, especially if you're buying a house.
It has to be done. Something, you know, it's required by like 99% of,
sure,
you know.
Something, yeah, and I can see why, especially for insurance reasons, right?
Yeah, of course, just a quick overlook of it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. All right, yeah, moving on, dude. Fucking, what's been going on in the world, man?
The world.
Oh, the hurricane. So right now, the hurricane is blowing around, sitting still, basically, right next to Texas. And Louisiana.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Hurricane Harvey, right? Right?
I don't know.
Actually. Yeah, it's Harvey. I think so.
It is.
I'm just gonna say Harvey. It is. I don't really know.
It is Harvey.
Is it?
Pretty sure.
Should we look it up?
Should we?
I mean, yeah, double check, dude. People are gonna be fucking bitching. They're gonna be tuning out right now if we got it wrong. Hold on, everyone. We're looking it up. I think that's what it is. But yeah, it's been fucking, dude. Like I said, you know, when you first picked me up, man, 4 feet of fucking rain. It is.
It's Harvey.
Oh, sweet. four feet of rain in the last 2 days, man.
That's absolutely insane. Like, that's some next level shit.
Yeah.
It's a bad hurricane. Yeah, there's like interstates underwater.
Dude, I mean, like the entire infrastructure, dude. Like, you know, houses obviously are destroyed. Fucking, you know, like you said, interstates are fucking underwater by feet. Man, you can't drive a car. Don't think you're big, you know, big ass F-150 with raised tires. You know, it's no. Don't even bother. You gotta get a boat. Get a boat, and you're good. You know, start catching some fish or something. And then, oh yeah, dude, I didn't tell you about this. I saw an article. Fucking ants, dude, bull ants are bounding together. You know, because everything's basically flooded. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, this whole area is where just everything is flooded. Fucking bull ants are bounding together and creating, like, a little bull ant. Not a little one, because there's, like, 100,000 fucking ants together, basically, right? And they're floating around on this fucking torrential downpour flood. Just floating around looking for land. I swear to God, man. I'm going to have to post you a fucking picture, mate. I'm going to send you something.
It's just a big clump of them, like...
Yeah, it's a whole clump of them, man. It's fucking crazy.
Wow, that is absolutely insane.
It's weird looking. That's smart. For sure.
Yeah, but it is weird. I bet it's big, too. It's creepy.
Yeah, and the article was like, yeah, the ants are constantly looking for land and checking for land and stuff. I'm like, these motherfuckers, that they're more fucking survivalist than us, dude. You know? Bounding together, getting shit done for one goal in mind. Find that fucking land so we can start digging in there.
Yeah, making our,
yeah,
making our homes. Ants are really, that is pretty impressive.
Right?
Honestly, like...
Isn't that fucking wild, mate?
But yeah, it is pretty crazy. You gotta have, like, a... Like, I think it's really flooded like that. Like, deep, deep. Like, that's the first time I've ever heard of something like that, really. Like, that's pretty...
I mean, something akin to it, of course, is Katrina. Hurricane Katrina, back in 2004, you know, was... Yeah, that was pretty detrimental, for New Orleans and everything. It's sort of like that. But this is the entire city of Houston, man. Like... like I said, man, like, whole fucking districts or suburbs or whatever are completely flooded. Like, you have to have a boat or you're gonna, you know, try to swim out. But even that, like, the video that I saw, like, fucking the current of the fucking water, man, was like 10 miles an hour, you know? Like, you're not swimming against that, that's for fucking sure. You know? You better just fucking ride the fucking riptide if that's what you want to do.
You literally need a boat out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not gonna fucking paddle through it either. So... Yeah, it's pretty fucking gnarly, man. It worries me, too, because these storms are getting more intensified. You know, they're becoming bigger. They're not necessarily becoming stronger as far as like the force of the winds, but they're becoming like slower moving, more devastating storms because of that. You know what I mean?
Because they're just massive.
Massive, slow, fucking big dick storms that just ruin entire areas, you know? And this is a perfect example, man. Look what happened last year with Matthew. It almost did the same bullshit where it just sat right there on the edge of the coast and gathered more speed. And this is exactly what's happening with Harvey right now. It's gathering more speed, strengthening, because the eye is like in warm water right now. And it's really scary shit, dude. Let's switch gears, dude. Fuck. You're bumming me out, Brandon.
No, it really is pretty crazy.
Do you know anyone in Texas?
I don't.
Yeah, my brother lives there. I hope he's okay. He lives in Austin. I do hope he's all right and everything. I think he's okay. He's in Austin. It's like the middle of Texas. He should be fine.
He should be fine.
He's got all this land protecting him.
There's no way he's all the way up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's getting a lot of rain and shit. Yeah, dude, switching gears. What's going on with your gaming, man? You've been playing some BioShock.
Yeah, I've been playing some BioShock.
Throwback.
It's a good game.
It is, man.
Glad I picked it up. Picked up the collection, the three of them.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait till you fucking play Infinite, because I didn't play that. I didn't play that one.
That one looks good.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, a lot of people talk about Infinite, too. Mm-hmm.
It has a little, like, really cool mechanics. You can have, like, a grapple hook or whatever that, I don't know, and you grind on a rail or some shit. I don't know, dude.
That's cool.
Okay, and shoot your gun. Have fun.
I mostly play Call of Duty, though, so.
Yeah, you constantly do that. Do you play zombies at all?
Yeah, I played zombies a little bit. I just played some Infinite Warfare zombies for the first time, actually, like, yesterday.
Is it good? It's pretty robust,
honestly,
right?
Honestly, it's pretty good. There's a lot to it. It makes it cool, you know?
Well, sell it to me.
Alright, well, it looks really good, okay? There's a ton of shit to do. Easter eggs are really cool. And I think on Infinite Warfare, it's, like, kind of easy to do.
Okay.
And it really does look really good. There's a lot
of
shit.
Do you level up and shit? Like, you kill, like,
huge, you know? Like,
you kill, like, a couple zombies, you get some XP, do you level up?
Oh, yeah, you level up, dude. Yeah, you got your own creative class, you got your own, you know, you customize your weapons and everything.
You got perks and shit.
Yeah, you got gobblegum, you know? Gives you a ton of perks, and you can collect, like, 8 perks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dope, dude.
It really is really good.
I really wish they would just, like, package that game into just one standalone game, just Call of Duty Zombies, you know, and just constantly update that one game. You know what I'm saying?
That would be cool.
Yeah, just do that.
Get Treyarch to make it. We good.
Yeah, get them to do it. And fucking pump all the DLC you want. But make it under one game, Call of Duty Zombies.
Yeah, like its own franchise.
Yeah, I don't want to see Call of Duty Zombies 1, 2, modern zombies. You know, old zombies, Nazi zombies. No, I want it all under one game. You know what I'm saying? One game.
Yeah, Call of Duty's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been playing Battlefield. You know I like Battlefield a lot, man.
Yeah.
I love that game, honestly.
Battlefield is pretty good. I don't like it as much as you do.
I mean, that's one of the original games I played when I was a kid, is Battlefield 1942. Shout out. Right? And that game was, I mean, it was groundbreaking at the time. Think about it, man. It was in the fucking 90s. Was it the 90s?
Was it?
Look that up. But, you know, it was like, it was one of my first computer experiences for sure, next to EverQuest. But, you know, you had like fucking 32 people, and you're just sitting there fighting everyone in real time.
Yeah, it was awesome. 2002.
2002, okay. Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really good.
Yeah, I got my mom to buy me a computer from Dell. Yeah, I remember configuring it, too. I was over the phone with the Dell guy, and I was like, yeah, dude, make sure you get this graphics card. My mom doesn't know. And I was like, just add it in there. And I was like, it's an extra $40, right? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, dude, just add it in there. Don't tell my mom. And he fucking told my mom.
I was going to say, he probably did.
He did.
Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah, we didn't get the graphics card, and I was like, oh, god damn it! But I ended up upgrading it, like, you know, 2 weeks later or some shit.
Nice.
You
had the money, you were like, come on!
Yeah. Yeah, dude, fucking Battlefield was amazing. And Battlefield 1 in particular is a really great game. Very, very well done. Solid replayability. And I just think it's a fucking amazing game. And it brings shooters to the next level, because you have those game types that kind of, like, drive that intensifying objective. And that's what's so great about games, is when you can have like 64 people all working towards one goal, whether or not if you're on one team or the other. It gets fucking intense, dude. Your heart pounds and you're just like shaking almost. I mean,
dude, the new world.
It's amazing that games can do that.
Or World War II.
Yeah, have you played it? You played the beta yet?
Actually, I didn't.
You bitch, dude. What's wrong with you?
I don't know why I didn't.
You'd be streaming that right now and getting millions of fucking views. Oh, man. No, why haven't you fucking played that, though?
I don't know.
You haven't installed?
No, I do have the code, though.
Hurry up and install that shit.
No, there's an open one this weekend.
Oh, okay, it's only on certain times.
Mm. Yeah, it's like, you know, certain
times. Gotcha.
Missed the times.
So, yeah, dude.
But yeah, the New World at War, it has these, like, awesome game types where, like, it's, like, really intense. You know, you gotta, like, defend this one place, you know, you gotta get there, like, the other team's gotta, like, you know, overthrow you there. Then you gotta, like, build a bridge, and then you gotta, like, move the tank in, you know, like...
Ooh,
you know, it's nice. Like, you know, it's cool shit.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's got shit like that, you know, that's pretty cool. That's a cool game type. See, it's called War.
Nice. Hey, wait, it's World at War?
Or World...
No, that's... They already have that one.
Yeah, so it's World War II.
Oh, man, that is original.
Is it?
Where'd they get that name from? Look it up.
Is it really just
War? Yeah, it is. Call of Duty World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how they get it, because it's Call of Duty World War II. That's how they do it.
I see.
Yeah.
Whoa, buy it. Already did. And next year, Call of Duty World War II 2.
Yeah, I play a lot of Call of Duty 4 Remastered, though. Call of Duty.
I love Call of Duty 4. I think that's a great Call of Duty. I love Call of Duty 2. Call of Duty 3 was pretty good too, but as well, rather.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Call of Duty is a, you know, pretty good franchise. I think they just need to repackage that zombie shit, man. I want to play just that. And if I can get behind that mechanic, then I would like to play it, you know, competitively as well. You know what I'm saying? And then I would just buy Call of Duty. So you see how this business model works?
Yeah. Treyarch? Could you play zombies competitively?
Activision. Yeah, sure you can, dude. Have like a leaderboard system, because I'm sure they have like a scoring system or some shit.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, see? Boom. Brandon. There, why are we so smart? Speaking of being smart, dude, let's talk about cryptocurrency, because last time when I recorded it, my last episode, I didn't even talk about it. But, you know, cryptocurrency, man. I mean, you know that I've been investing into this since pretty much the beginning of this year.
Yeah, for a while.
It's the first time I'm revealing it on the podcast. So let's, okay. Yeah, let's talk about it, dude. Smart. That's the reason why we brought this up.
Well, cryptocurrency is smart. Dude. Smart to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I mean,
it's really permanent at this point.
It is. It's a very permanent thing. I think you hit the nail on the head as far as everyone going, what is this thing? Well, one, it's permanent. Something that's going to be a permanent thing in society.
There's a lot of individual like coins for cryptocurrency, so a lot of like businesses have adapted those, you know, to run their business.
So yeah, that makes it
permanent too.
In particular, Brandy, you know, fucking, we're on the Ether train, Ethereum all day, every day. Love that Ether.
Yeah, Ethereum's good.
Yeah, Ethereum. To put it in a nutshell for anyone that's wondering, scratching their head, going, "What the fuck is cryptocurrency?" Cryptocurrency is essentially the definition of what Bitcoin is. So if you know about Bitcoin, you know about cryptocurrency. It's a digital currency. It's something that is using what's called a blockchain. And the blockchain essentially is a open ledger that everyone, you know, uses. You know, if I give Brandon $5, or, well, not $5, sorry, five Ethereum, which I would never do, Brandon. Right? Or maybe I would. Who knows? It's recorded on the blockchain, right? So you can always refer to it, and it's essentially decentralized. There's no overhead. There's no use for a bank, right?
Right. It's decentralized.
That's the point of cryptocurrency.
It's not owned by a government. It's not backed by government, like, or any kind of anything.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And it's important to note that these cryptocurrencies, they're very well thought out as far as what the supply is, how much inflation goes towards the currency itself. All these things are factored out. So, but what's insane about this time period is if you're investing into cryptocurrency now, right now, because it's in its, I mean, let's just say it, it's in its completely premature infancy stage, right? It's like an infant.
Yeah, it is.
But in 3 to 5 years, this is something that's going to be explosive in society. You know, you might be able to go to China and buy everything over there exclusively with cryptocurrency, right?
Right.
It's
never known.
Yeah, so, I mean, honestly, never know about that, and it is a really good investment idea in that aspect. Even if you don't even know about the technology itself, it's a good idea to invest into it. It's one of those things.
Yeah, because it is young. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out, you know.
It's a new industry, right?
Yeah.
Just put it that way. It's a brand new industry that's going to be in our lives from here on out.
Yeah, it's a new form of money, like...
Yeah. I mean, and the returns are just fucking...
insane.
Absolutely insane. You know? People would not even think that this is possible, but it is. You know, with 1,000% return, how much is
it? It's up 9,000% over, like, its whole life.
Yeah, but what is how much has it been up this whole year? Like, can you see it?
This whole year?
Yeah, this whole year.
It's, like, almost entire amount, bro.
Right?
Yeah, like, so, like, $330 or something.
330%. Let's see what the Coinbase says.
Alright, so Ether, what's up?
It doesn't say the percent on here, damn. Yeah, so basically it's been up a lot.
I'm gonna say that's like literally.
I mean, like I said, stockbrokers, investors, and whatnot, they want like a 2 to 5 to maybe even a 10% yearly return on their stocks. That's what they want. They're looking for it, you know.
Even this is given like 9,000%.
Yeah, this is like, here's free money. You know, here's free money right here. Cryptocurrency, you know, is one of those emerging markets. You know, it's just gonna be about which one trumps another one. And obviously, the top dog right now is Bitcoin. That is, you know, it's been around since 2009. It's just one of those currencies that's been established for so long, so a lot of people are already in it, and they're already actively trading it, and they're trading it against other currencies as well, so that establishes it as, you know, being a very reputable currency, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
That's the reason why the fucking market cap of Bitcoin right now is, I think, $74 billion. Insane. Absolutely insane.
It's a lot. Be all the new currencies will be trading with Bitcoin, so, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, you want to load up this other one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to load up?
But, yeah, and if you're listening to this going, all right, well, now, like, now I'm interested. Where do I go to? What do I look up? The first thing you're going to want to go to is Reddit. You're going to want to go onto the subreddits, particularly the Ethereum Reddit, the Ether ETH Trader Reddit. The Litecoin Reddit is pretty good as well, and all your questions will be answered there, essentially, if you just dig around and, you know.
Search the basic.
Yeah, you know, because that's everyone, that's all the nerds that are fucking investing in this cryptocurrency, which is basically everyone. So that's all who's investing into it right now, a bunch of freaking nerds, you know? And the reason why I say it's in its infancy stage, because it has so much capabilities of growing even further. For instance, like, you know, stock, yes, or 401ks, okay? So 401ks, you invested in one at your last job, right?
Right.
Now imagine you did your 401k, and in there they had, hey, do you want to diversify, you know, some of this or all of this into cryptocurrency? And it explains what it is. It'll say, hey, you can get potential 50 to 300% returns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Once they start, once like 401k and hedge funds, I guess that's the same thing, hedge funds.
Kind of, yeah.
Once they start investing into cryptocurrency, it's going to fucking pump up the market to the next level.
Yeah, it's going to take off.
Yeah. Once all that money flows into it, which is a no-brainer, it's going to happen. I mean, these are actual investment companies that you're using a service, and they're saying, hey, you know, if you put your money here, it'll grow, and you can retire, right. You know? So they want to get behind a really good fucking product, and cryptocurrency is a no-brainer with all these, with this percentage.
I know.
returned on investment. It's insane.
Yeah, the ROI. Yeah, it is insane. Yeah, that will happen. And everyone will be pouring their money into it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then it'll grow like you wouldn't think, probably.
I mean, do you have any, like, other questions about cryptocurrency? I know I pretty much got you into it. Anything?
I don't know, it just kind of like...
We've talked about it so much, though.
Yeah, we have.
You're like a pro now.
I guess it is kind of weird how it's like they're all money. Like, all the cryptocurrencies are, like, worth something. Because you're just, like, trading money into it. It just makes sense. Kind of like stock.
Kind of is.
Yeah, you're just, like, buying into the business.
Yeah.
So, that explains that.
Yeah, I mean, cryptocurrency is, like, you know, once again, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, you can invest into it now or 3 years later when it really goes up and starts being established, starts being used commonly, mainstream-wise, you know, you're going to look at it and go, damn, wish I bought some. And that's what everyone's looking at it right now. We're getting a double take because we're looking at Bitcoin going, holy shit, guys. Like, in 2009, that shit was $0 when it first came out. Now it's at $4,600. Yeah. What?
Like, it's almost at $5,000. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they all have so much potential. Like, all the cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, for sure. Ethereum in particular. And that's something we can talk about another time. I think introducing the whole cryptocurrency idea to everyone that's listening to ETAcast is enough. We'll talk about that on another episode. The Ether and Litecoin, what are the differences and how can you maybe, you know, invest into the proper coin or, you know, look into the technologies. I mean, basically all you really have to do is just look at the white paper of each coin. And see what they want to do, right? The white paper is like their mission statement, things like that for the coin. So it's pretty ambitious shit what you're reading sometimes. But it's something you can get behind, though, you know? You might want to invest into it.
Yeah. I want to do that. I want to do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick the right coin. Yeah, that's a lot to it.
Yeah, that'll probably be on another episode. Check that out. But if you want to get involved into it now, check out different exchanges like Coinbase, Bittrex, Polo, Philonax, whatever the fuck that one is called. But primarily, you want to go onto the Reddit and dig a little deeper into this entire subject. Maybe Wikipedia, open up Wikipedia and type in blockchain and read the entire article there. So at least you have an idea of what's, you know, going on with what cryptocurrency is and why it's so important.
Yeah, it is important.
Very much is. It's an evolution. It's an evolutionary step for money, you know, essentially what it is. It's the next step, next phase in how we use money.
For digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's already a thing now, you know.
Yeah. I mean, you can already buy plane tickets and, you know, hotels and whatnot. There's even some grocery stores and shit that accept cryptocurrency. So it's just going to become more and more. So, Brandon, dude, I actually got fired from my job. I kind of want to talk about this because, you know, I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm not going to, like, poo-poo on the company. You know what I'm saying? On Cricket itself, rather Elite Wireless, but I got fired for basically doing my job too well. That's what it seems to me.
That happens.
Does it? Is it like a normal thing?
I think it is.
Yeah?
They don't want you to go too far. They're like, no, just do your job and that's it. Like that guy that got fired for like running after a kidnapper or something. Is that...
Man, I didn't think about it like that, dude. Yeah, maybe you're right, man. I just feel kind of shitty about it because, you know, it's one of those situations where, like, I was calling their bluffs on a lot of different things, like how they were paying out commission-wise, why this, why that, and I wasn't necessarily complaining, but I was wondering, I wanted answers to these actual questions that only they can answer, you know? Like, I can't find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
You know, and basically the answer I got was, hey, you're fired. You know, if you want to hit these numbers, you have to say this. You have to go, oh, Brandon, What? You just want to go on the $40 plan? Dude, that's only 4 gigs of data, alright? So, what do you do on there? I know that you stream in sometimes, checking out some YouTube videos, and then bumping some tunes. You definitely need the unlimited.
Like, that's literally how you have to sell it.
And I guess I guess you would go, fuck yeah, let's go, dude. Holy shit, you're right. Every time that's supposed to happen, but it doesn't, obviously.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, dude, I definitely just need like the 4 gigs.
Yeah, you know what, dude? Let me just get one now. You're like fucking harassing me. No, but I mean, for me, dude, I'm such a nerd. I only need 4 gigs. I really do. But yeah, they, you know, that would be their answer to me as far as, oh, well, you know, if you want to hit the numbers, you got to say X, Y, and Z. So what's wrong with you? So, you know, you got to say it just like this.
It's so
weird. And then you're
going
to cast a spell on their head.
Yeah, it's so weird. I think that's just going to work. Like, can I not have a personality when I talk to people, you know?
No, Brandon. I really can't. Oh, dude, yeah, this, here, let me tell you this one time in particular. I'm not going to name any names or anything, but, this entire couple came in, okay, and they had, you know, their freaking mom and dad on their lines, too. They wanted to switch over. They switched on over, all
right? Right.
And I'm throwing everything I can, every spell I can with my words, you know, these pictures are 13 megapixels, so... The files are a little bit bigger, which is actually very ambiguous, and it's technically right, but it's not right. You know, I was trying everything, slinging all the fucking social judo I could on them, right? They're like, no, we're just good on the $40 plan. We want to get 5 lines for $100. That's basically why we want to switch here. And I was like, oh. And so I pulled out my last card. You get these coupons, and you can apply them and whatnot. You know, they're like an mediation coupon where you can, you know, just use them. They're $10 coupons or whatever.
Right.
So I was like, look, guys, I'm gonna take $20 off of your bill, so you can use 2 of the lines unlimited. You can be truly unlimited. Go to an island or the moon and stream Beyonce.
Really? So, like, you're really talking to these people?
Yeah, dude. And they're like, nope, I don't want it. So I was like, dang. And then I hit him with this, and I said, I'll waive all your activation fees, too. Right? And that was my last kicker I had, mate. That was it. I mean, it was $25 per line times 5. You know, you're talking about $125.
Yeah.
In freaking activation fees that you're not going to get. You're not, all you're doing is just paying Cricket. That's all you're doing, you know? And I was like, I'll waive them all. You save $125 and you get the $20 off. Boom. And I even did the fucking gun emote. And they were like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
totally. The father was like, no, I don't want to do this. No, I just want $100 per line. I don't want to mess with it afterwards. You know, and I was like, oh, damn. So I tried, you know, I was like, okay, cool, whatever.
That's
you know
it.
What I'm saying?
Okay,
I snapped out of it, and I was like, okay,
yeah,
see you later, get out of the store, you know, like, have fun. You know, I'm sorry for holding you up, holding you hostage, you know, using all these spells.
Like, watching you, like, standing right behind you.
Yeah,
like.
I was out of mana, too, man. So, you know, it was, you know what I'm saying? And then I called up my district manager. Well, actually, he noticed or something like that. He noticed that I got these 5 activations, right? But they didn't go on the 50 or plus plan. Why?
Why didn't they?
Yeah, why didn't they? Why? What happened? What spell didn't you cast, Chris? And I said, dude, I told him basically everything. I said, you know, I got him the coupons. I told him I waived the activation fee. Everything. And I said they still wanted to pay just $40. They want to go on the $40 plan, all the lines. And he was like, dang, that just doesn't seem possible. I, like, blew his mind, dude. He's like, you know, I was like, okay, dude, that's what happened, but, yeah.
Wait, how did you not upgrade him to $50?
I'm not high enough.
That just doesn't make sense, like... I really couldn't imagine him just being, like, blown away by that.
He was like, how is that possible? They would have saved $125, you know, basically everything I just told you, you know? And I was like, yeah, They didn't want it. They wanted to pay the activation fee, one-time fee, and they wanted to just stay on the line. And he's like, oh, jeez.
Well then,
I mean,
I'm shook.
I'm sorry, dude. I tried everything, man. I kept them there for an extra 15 minutes because of it. All the entire family. But yeah, it was.
That is so funny. That was the world of cricket.
Well, the world of selling a product, one particular product, you know. It was pretty zany. I mean, it was pretty zany. I'll just say that. You know, just as far as how much money is being made and how much is being distributed, you know, like actually divvied up for everyone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I was just really surprised. I was just super surprised that they did that.
It's just weird how they did the XYZ model, you know, to say this, like, it'll work.
And that's literally how they would teach you, you know what I'm saying? Or they would call it coaching. Yo, coach, come here. Comes up, cricket guy. He just whispers in your ear after every single, you know, interaction you have with the customer. Yo, say, do you watch movies?
The customer doesn't even notice him.
Like. Yeah, you're like, what the fuck?
Coach.
So yeah, I think I'm just gonna work on my art, dude. I'm just gonna work on my art. You know, just chill back. Record a lot more episodes of Techotastic, and trust me, I have a beard. Maybe create something else. I'm not too sure. I can't be too committed, obviously. I barely even do these podcasts now. I apologize again, everyone. It's just one of those things where there's so many turns in life, and you don't really have a chance to sit down and chill out with all your thoughts and be prepared enough. That's basically the reason why I don't hit the record button every single week, because I don't feel prepared enough. I'm gonna give it my all every single time I record something and put it out there.
That's a good way to put it, because I did YouTube for a while. You know, I was putting out a lot of videos,
mm-hmm.
but then I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't do it all the time. Like not.
Yeah.
You know. Because you're just not ready to do a video. Like, there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah, dude, exactly.
You want to put a lot into it.
Yeah. You want to plan it out right.
You want it to be perfect. You want it to be good. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly, man. Been looking at that paramotor shit, dude. Do you think you're ever going to get one? What if they're like, you know, like, what if in like 5 to 10 years they become like super sophisticated? Where, you know, I don't know, man. But
they're like cheaper, you can get one for like,
or they're super cheaper, and then like you have like literally, I don't know, man, just like a jetpack. Just put it that way. You just got a jetpack.
It's just very
you got a jetpack. It's a paramotor. You got the parachute.
Maybe, because they're kind of scary.
Yeah, you like that shit?
I don't know, that'd be kind of, I wouldn't go 15,000 feet in the air.
Yeah. But it, you know, if you're higher up, you have more, you know, more time to fix your shit. Something goes wrong, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's slower up there. Yeah, because Earth's not, because you're far away from the Earth and the Earth's spinning. That's what makes time.
Well, so. No, you have to go really, really. No, Brandon. Gravity is what bends time. But, yeah, dude.
Gravity bends time?
Yes, right?
I have no idea. What makes time? Time is just the here.
I don't even know, dude. We got to watch some Cosmos. Break open that Cosmos. Yeah, I think what the fuck were we talking about?
we were talking about,
you just hit me with that ultra question, that fucking proverb question. What bends time?
Didn't mean to do that, sorry.
We
were talking about time,
talking about the job, but I'm done talking about that.
I think I forgot.
Oh man. Ooh, we thought we had a technical difficulty and lost everything. But good thing we didn't.
So we're back.
Yeah, we're back. I'm gonna try to just cut this in seamlessly.
You probably totally will. You're like a professional on the computer editing, so.
Thanks, man. Thanks,
dude. Good job for making movies.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I think the last thing I said was I'm going to work on my art. Speaking of making movies, I'm going to work on my art. I really want to break into the gaming industry. in a big bad way, man. Like, I really want to be like one of the more desirable artists in the studios.
That'd be fucking awesome. Like,
oh man, let's hire Chris for modeling Ryu from Street Fighter. I'm like, let's go. What else were we talking about before all that shit, dude?
What were we talking about? We were talking about, I don't know, the eclipse just happened. That was cool. So, like,
hey, nice. Yeah, I like that. Good save, Brandon. Yeah, dude, the eclipse is awesome, man. I mean, I was working. I saw it outside, though, when it became in its almost totality in Florida.
Yeah.
And it was, like, super dark and dim. It was very, like, Twilight-esque, you know?
Dude, it got, like, so nice. 9 p.m. looking up there.
Yeah,
like,
it was cool, man. It was
so cool.
Very cool. It was almost like the lights just kind of dimmed down in a gradual fashion, too. It was mm-hmm. really, really cool. But I didn't really see it, though. You saw it?
I looked right at it.
Nice.
It's awesome. I had the glasses, fuck. Too.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Got the glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm looking forward to getting a telescope one day. That'd be really cool. Don't you think it'd be dope? You know?
Yeah. Get a proper telescope.
Yeah, just fucking throw it in the back of the car and then...
Hubble telescope that shit.
Stare at the Hubble telescope. No, just, you know, throw that shit in the back of your car and fucking go out with all your mates in the desert or some shit like that and go stare at shit in space.
That'd be cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Find some cool shit up there.
Yeah, dude.
Even looking at the moon would be cool. Like.
That's right. So the next eclipse is going to be in 2024, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2024. I think it's on my birthday. That's what my dad told me. I don't know. I got to check that.
It is 2024, though.
Yeah, I gotta check that. He's like, it's on your birthday, Christopher Spinoli. And I'm like, whoa, Dad.
That's crazy.
I gotta check that, though. But yeah, dude.
That'd be cool.
We're talking about Hollow Scream, too. It's gonna be cool. Resident Evil shit. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, the haunted houses are gonna be cool shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. I mean, I'm gonna be right behind you. So, just in case one of the workers goes psycho.
I'm gonna throw you in front, bro.
They're gonna go after you. No, dude, you're not gonna be concerned about what I'm doing. I'm behind you. Watching your back, bro.
Yeah, right.
It's gonna be awesome though, man. I hope we can like ride the Hogwarts Express, but you know, it's like through Hades or some shit like that. You know, like, fuck it. Awesome. That'd be dope as shit.
It's like Dante's Inferno.
Oh, that'd be so cool, right? Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
They need to make something like
shit,
that.
Shit, I hope that's what it is. But no, you just get into Hogwarts Express and it's just all the Harry Potter shit. You're like, what the fuck?
It's not even scary.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? It's just a ride?
Maybe the Dementors will be out looking at you.
Oh shit, the Dementors are scary.
Staring at you and shit, trying to suck your face.
Running at you, bro, that'd be creepy. You're like waiting in line and they
would be.
Run up at you.
Yeah, then you lose your place. This is good, man. This is a good episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for freaking chilling out with me.
Just fucking chilling, smoking.
Whoa. Yes. No, I appreciate it, man. I always like having you on, bro. And it's, you know, you and I really, this is how we chit chat with each other anyways, you know, like it's essentially one long episode of Trust Me, I Have a Beard with you and I. We constantly just chit chat away on certain subjects.
Yeah.
Especially when it's super late, you know, like.
Yeah, he's talking.
Like, we got our crunk on in the night and we're sort of like parting ways for the night. We end up like hanging out with each other for like an extra hour. And just fucking talking about deep shit, dude. You know, like, what is time?
What is time? What makes time?
So, yeah, dude, I always love, you know, our conversations, man. I really do.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of cool shit.
Any of your friends checked out the first episode we recorded together?
No.
No? Wow. You gotta spread the word, Brandon. Spread it.
It was good.
It's good times, yeah. Actually, we were here too, in the second part. Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
Wow.
Good spot.
Look at that.
Months later.
Yeah. It's almost been a year, dude.
Almost
been a year. A lot has happened in my life in this year, and it hasn't even, you know, the year hasn't been up. So, you know, we got what, September, October, November, December, right?
Yeah.
4 more months. Man, dude, what else is going to happen?
It's 4 months, a long time.
It is.
Most shit's going to happen.
That's kind of how you set your life up, right? You know, you want to progress forward, whatever it means in your definition, but progress forward in your life, you know, making decisions, changing the things in around you, hopefully for your goals.
Yeah, for the better.
Yeah. Of course, it can go either way, but you always have to make decisions. So that's, I mean, you can do a lot in a year, that's for damn sure, right? You can do a hell of a lot in 1 year. Yeah, for sure. Well, having said that, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and hitting that like button, Brandon, right?
Hit that like button.
Hit it. It's the thumbs up button. You can't miss it, all right?
If you liked it.
Yes, if you liked it.
Fucking better have liked it.
I want to thank Troy again for his music, his tunes. You know, I love his stuff. It's good stuff, man. I really sometimes just listen to it on my own, kind of just chill out, meditate a little bit.
Good Troy's
tunes. I'm gonna get in contact with him here soon, and hopefully get some new content from him. I'm sure he's got some new stuff, right? right, Brandon?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so thank you again, everyone, for hitting that like button. That's facebook.com/ETAcast. You like that? How did that rhyme? Who knows? Yeah, hit that like button. You'll stay concurrent on all of our topics and different podcasts from the ETAcast network. I really hope to record an episode here with Sam again, get the OG ETAcast, recording a new episode of ETAcast, because that's the actual original podcast, Brandon. That's the whole
ETAcast,
yeah, with me and Sam. We haven't done one in ages, you know, it's been a couple years, because Sam's been doing his own thing. He's been flying around, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Flying all the time and stuff. He's really focused guy, but I hope, you know, maybe we can record a reunion episode, and that'd be really fun. Get that in the books. Let me ask my manager. Thank you again for tuning in, everyone. Guys, gals, aliens, right, Brandon?
Yeah. No, thanks for listening.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's been fun.
It has been, man. We're just gonna go. What? We're just gonna chill out on the boardwalk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been chill. Yeah,
probably. That sounds pretty cool. We'll go chill on the boardwalk.
It's been chilling, talking.
Yeah. All right, let's end this bitch. Hey, everyone, remember, you got the ears, Brandon, motherfucker. And I got the beard. You can't grow a beard, Brandon, so you got to just trust me. There you go.
Because you have a beard.
That's right. You got the ears, I got the beard. Thank you, everyone. Have a great, 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 great time on this planet Earth. And I'll check you out next time. Cheers! You want to say anything, Brandon?
All right. Take it easy.
Nice. I love that. That's like a video game emote. Let me hit number 2. All right. Take it easy.